You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the other thing, David. The guy played 15 years. He only had two seasons with 30 touchdowns. Not a Hall of Famer. All right.
But will he make it in?
Because it's a joke. If his last name was Smitherman, he wouldn't.
Eli Smitherman.
Now, I do have one question. College football we're going to get to in 1 second. But I heard something interesting on the morning show, and I wanted to see if any of our listeners wanted to weigh in. And I wanted your guys' thoughts on this. Tailgating has been canceled for the Monday night football game in Eastern Market for the Lions. Obviously, there was a tragedy. Two people died. I don't want to go the way that the morning show went. Not that they did anything wrong. There's no win here. Well, is it the right move? And I'm like, well, I don't know the security protocol. Like, if they feel like they need a couple of weeks to get it right, well, then yes. But it was interesting hearing listeners call in who have tailgated down there for years. And they, to a man, how different it's been in the last year. That all of the newcomers, nobody's following rules. People want what they want. They want it right now. And it's like, well, you don't get how it works. And then fights are breaking out. I just wondered, you're a man of the people. Rico had his man bag out Saturday up in East Lansing. Nobody saunters through tailgates more than you. I wanted your take. Have you experienced the Eastern Market new thing? And look, if you want to tell me it's the wrong move to cancel it because it's Monday night and it's 2 weeks out, I'm not mad. But I was more interested in people calling in and going, this is nothing like what we were accustomed to.
It's funny you say that. I was on the phone with David this morning and I'm talking to David.
The celebrity.
That's true.
It goes Trick Trick, David, and then Miggy Cabrera. Right. All-time greats.
And then Eminem. So, you know, I'm on the phone with David, and my neighbor tailgates every game. And I know he sometimes tailgates. So, like, Dave, let me call you back because I wanted to ask him that question. Mike, you almost said verbatim what he said. He was like, it's changed. He doesn't go there all the time because it's changed. Because yeah, a lot of new fans, and not to be all Doug Karshian, but the respect level, not where it used to be, where it's, okay, we can all just go out here and have fun. It's more of a party scene than an actual tailgate because you're out there to watch football and just enjoy each other's company and root for the Lions. It's turned into the place to be, and it's just almost like a status symbol. So, yeah. It's just funny that you said that because you almost said verbatim what he said, like how much it has changed now that they've started winning. Everybody wants to be have a part of this. A
couple callers that said it, and one guy was like, straight up, people roll into your tailgate, and they're like, give me some ribs. And he's like, this is my family. This is not a restaurant. And then, like, people get angry when you're not selling them food. Like, it sounds like a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah.
So I just wondered. But interesting stuff they did on the morning show. And, yeah, there won't be a tailgate in Eastern Market for Monday Night Football. So, I'm not qualified to tell you if it's the right move, the wrong move. I don't know what it would take to get the security they feel they need to get it in the right, you know, the right place. I don't know.
Yeah, and I guess you're thinking also if it's Monday Night Football, you're going to be down there a lot longer, a lot more alcohol. Because think about it, this incident happened for a 1 o'clock game.
Also, in no season that Eli Manning started at least 15 games did he ever throw less than 10 interceptions. Not a Hall of Famer. David, ticket text coming in, please.
I love this, man.
You wound me up, man. You got me. I told you that is a I get triggered when you do the Eli thing.
Every now and then. Yes. And when I saw that, I immediately added it to the notepad. Ask about Eli.
What Hall of Famer's got three seasons of at least 20 interceptions? Get out. David, take a text.
Joe Montana?
Really?
I'm kidding, Mike. I'm kidding.
Let me look for accuracy.
To me, a Hall of Famer should have spent a good chunk of his career as one of the best at his positions. Eli was never close to that. He is not a Hall of Famer.
Thank
that
you.
That is JJ in Plymouth.
Or Mike sitting across from you.
Someone else says, yes, they need to ban tailgates across the city permanently. They're just an accident waiting to happen. Nothing good comes from it.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I don't think that's so overreactionary.
That is not necessarily true because a lot of people go down there each week and have fun. And Mike, kind of like how your tailgates were at MSU, you become friends with your tailgate neighbors so that it's just one big community. But from what it sounds like, yeah, there are certain lots down there that are still that way. But then there are other lots that have now turned into more of a party scene than a tailgate scene.
Sorry, Mike, but Eli will be a Hall of Famer, not for what he accomplished or for his stats, but because he is a Manning.
I am not fighting you. And this is not a topic. This was part of a blitz. Rico was inflammatory. I needed to address this. So Tiger Voodoo. Odyssey.com Rewind. We have two hours of Tiger.
And in case you guys want to know, Marshawn Lynch, Vernon Davis, Luke Kuechly, Terrell Suggs, Earl Thomas, Adam Vinatieri. Also on the ballot.
Eli's the third worst player on that list. He's better than Earl Thomas, and he's better than a kicker because kickers aren't football players. David?
Kickers aren't.
They're not. There should be a separate Hall of Fame for them. Guys who kick balls. They're not football players. They. How dare you put a bust of them next to Joe Montana or Lawrence Taylor or Barry Sanders?
Yeah, someone says, I totally agree with your neighbor, Rico. This is people trying to look great instead of being actual part of the tailgate. They want to be part of the in thing.
Yeah, but that's what sports primarily has become. Seriously. I mean, look at the pricing of these events. The old days, like, I mean, obviously, like, again, the Silver Dome, you talk to the old heads. I mean, you'd have half a dozen fights a week, minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Minimum. And that was before you went into the game, and then it was WrestleMania in the upper deck. It's just this thing where now the team is good, and listening to people this morning talk about it, listening to you with your neighbor, it sounds like it's become something that's kind of untenable for the regulars where they're like, yeah, this is not what I'm signing up for.
Yeah, you almost sound like, you know, old guy where you're like, man, back in the day.
Well, because you want respect.
Yeah, but I've seen the tailgate. Mike, like I said, I used to love going to your tailgate because you had a community there and it was fun.
And then MSU ruined it. David, go ahead.
Some Lions fans have lost control of themselves. The tailgate incident, Dan Campbell having to move because of safety concerns, show that some people are real losers out there ruining things for the rest of us.
That's actually...
not wrong.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
I can't argue that point.
Eli should be inducted into the Hall of Fame simply for beating Tom Brady for two Super Bowls, Spencer and Taylor.
He didn't. The defense did. He had one throw to Manningham and then the gum on David Tyree's helmet. There are his two plays.
But plaques.
He was wide open on a blown coverage on a post corner.
Saquon dropped it.
Stop it.
Yeah, someone is bringing up the pricing of that tailgate, saying it's pricing out most people anyway, so I'm done. It needs to be canceled.
What did they raise it to?
Yeah, that I'm not sure.
See, I don't know. I didn't know that you had to buy a spot ahead of time, because when he told me that this morning, I was like, really? I thought it was like one of those, you just kind of go down there, and they're like, no, you got to buy a spot, which is why he was like, yeah, I stopped going to that spot. Plus the crowd and everything.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Hall of Famer Brett Favre had six seasons with 20-plus interceptions. Also one ring. He shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
You know what I love? All the Tiger talk, all the relevant stuff. He asked me a blitz question. I bury Eli, and this is all the ticket text?
Yes. Steve in the truck says, I would say there's some kickers that are football players.
Okay. Can we get to, you know what? We're going to college football. And no more out of you about Elijah Nelson Manning. Nothing. Not a word.
Arch's uncle.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.